السلام عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا رسول الله. السلام عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا أمير المؤمنين. Commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, salutations be upon you. لبس الإسلام لبس الإسلام أبراد السواد. Tonight, Islam, the religion, what happened to the religion of Islam? Tonight it is mourning, it is dressed with the clothing, with the bad black clothes. Why is Islam being mourned tonight? يوم أرد المرتضى سيف المراد. Because of the dagger of Ibn Muljim al-Muradi, and what it did to Imam Ali. Laylatun, what a night is tonight. Laylatun ma asbahat illa waqad. Tonight is a night the dawn didn't come out except with غلب الغي على أمر الرشاد. There is right and wrong, and what happened tonight, Imam Ali alayhi salam was assassinated, he was killed. Imam Ali alayhi salam is leaving us on this night. وببيت الله قد جد له ساجدا ينشج من خوف المعادي. What happened? When did Imam Ali alayhi salam, how was he killed? How was he struck in the night of power by Ibn Muljim through this poison dagger? Ya Sayyidi, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali. Tonight he was gathered with his children all around him, looking at him, and each one of them was crying on their father. Imam Ali alayhi salam looked at Al-Hasan. He told him, Bunay, 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 lima hadha al-jaza' ya Bunay? Oh dear child, why is it you're weeping so hard? Why is it you're crying? You're following me very soon. You will be killed yourself. He turned his eyes to Imam Hussein. He looked at him. He said, beloved son, do you know what is happening to you very soon? Following my departure, following the martyrdom of your brother Imam Hassan. And then Imam Hassan alayhi salam looked at his father Imam Ali. قَالَ لَهُ أَبَ مَنَ الَّذِي فَعَلَ هَذَا. He told him, father, who did this to you? Imam Ali answered Imam Hassan, told him, بُنَي, it is the son of the Jewish woman Al-Murad. Ibn Muljim, don't go after him. He shall show up from this door. And then he pointed his finger to one of the doors in Masjid al-Kufa. They say after a while, all these people came, a crowd came, carrying Ibn Muljim. Al-Hudhayfa al-Nakha'i had took hold of Ibn Muljim as he was running, as he heard Jibra'il calling tahaddamat wallah arkanul huda. He said, I went around, I was worried what happened around in Kufa. My wife has heard that Imam Ali was struck, so I started running, wanted to go to the mosque and see what is the news. He goes, as I was going in the alleys of Kufa, I saw a man who was running, who was being chased. He did not know what to do, he did not know where to go. I stopped him, I told him, Ya Hada, where are you going? He said, leave me alone. He said, what are you doing? He said, leave me alone. Then he started, he said, oh, since I heard my wife saying that Imam Ali was drunk, I started having doubts about this man. Then he told him, Ya Hada, why don't you come with me? Why don't you wait until we pray the noon prayer with Imam Ali? He said, I don't care for your Imam. He said, I knew this man was the man who struck Imam Ali. So I took hold of him. I grabbed him. He said, as soon as I took grab of him, the dagger, the poison dagger, showed from his clothes. So I took him. I told him, Ya La'in, O cursed one, you must be the one who struck Imam Ali. He said he didn't know what to say, and he said, yes, I did. So he grabbed him, he took the dagger away, and he brought him to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then Imam Ali, looking at this man, looking at Ibn Muljim, he started talking to him. They tied him, they took him as a prisoner. Look at the beloved Imam Ali, brothers and sisters, looking at the prisoner. He looked at his son. قال له بنيا حسن, loosen these robes. Don't you see? Your prisoner is so scared. Your prisoner is shivering. Why don't you have some kindness to him? Why don't you have some mercy on him? Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, Sayyidi wa Mawlaya. Did they care like you cared for them? Did they worry like they worried for you? Ya Sayyidi, do you know what they did to your children in Karbala? Do you know what they did to your child, Imam Hassan? Do you know what they did to your child, Imam Hussein? Do you know what they did to your daughter, Lady Zainab? Do you know what they did to your grandchildren, Lady Sukaina alayha salam? Dear brothers and sisters, in a night like tonight, where the Imam alayhi salam was laying in his deathbed, Al-Imam salamullahi ta'ala alayhi was lying in his deathbed, he was waiting for the moment of death. You know who was waiting outside for him? It was the orphans, it was the children. They were out there, they heard their Imam, they heard their Imam is dying. Each one of them knew and heard that the medicine for their Imam is the yogurt, is the milk. They brought the milk and they were standing looking at Imam Hassan alayhi salam. When he opened the gates and the doors to look at the people and tell them about the state of their Imam, these orphans were gathered because the Pashtuna is their beloved father. And Imam Ali has not visited them, and they knew they have missed him. Each one of them brought a cup of milk to their beloved Imam. They were hanging, they were giving Imam Hassan, Imam Sayyidi, Al-Laban, Al-Laban, give this to our father. Tell him this is for me. The other child fighting, no, tell him this is from me. The other child, no, this is from me. Al-Imam Al-Hassan alayhi salam, he was shedding the tears, whether to look at these orphans, brothers and sisters. You know what they did to the orphans of Karbala. They say on the night of the Ashur, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was killed and martyred, Lady Zainab alayhi salam, at night she was taking care of the children. Yet with Umm Kulthum, she looked around and she said, Ya Umm Kulthum, I'm missing Lady Sukaina. Do you see where she is? She said, I didn't see her. They looked around, they couldn't find her. So late at night, Lady Zainab alayha salam went out in this darkness. They were looking and searching for Sukaina. They saw a guard. They told him, Ya Hada, have you seen a little kid, a child wandering around? He said, I haven't seen any, but I heard some noise right where the bodies are. Lady Zainab and Umm Kulthum headed to where the bodies were. As they came closer to where the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was laying, they saw a shadow was moving. She came closer. She saw Lady Sukaina putting her cheek on the chest of Imam Hussein, hugging him, laying there sleeping. Lady Zainab sat by Lady Sukaina. She put her hands on her. She woke up. قالت لها بنية, what brought you here? Lady Sukaina told Lady Zainab, Amma Zainab, every night my father would hug me, would kiss me, would take me in his hand, in his arms. And tonight I missed my father. Tonight I did not have someone to hug me. I did not have someone to comfort me. So I came here. Lady Zainab started crying. She took some water. She gave it to Lady Sukaina. Sukaina alayha salam told Lady Zainab, Amma Zainab, why don't you drink first? قالت لها لا يا بنية. The children, the younger ones should drink the water first. You know what Sukaina did? She picked up the water and she started looking around. Lady Zainab alayha salam told Sukaina, Bunayya, what are you doing? She said, Auntie just told me the younger ones should drink the water. I'm looking for Abdullah al-Radiyah to give him some water. Sayyidi wa Mawlai.
يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز فوزا عظيما. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. رب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. Dear respected guests, respected scholars, dear brothers and sisters, dear ladies and gentlemen, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عظم الله لكم الأجر. May Allah increase your reward. For all of us are commemorating tonight for the great tragedy of the loss of our beloved holy Imam alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi afdal salati wa salam. Tonight is a great night, so I would like to apologize if I will take a little bit of your time, but we know the man who we're gathered here for, the man we are here to listen about his qualities, his character, learn a little bit of what we can, to understand what he has left us with, to try to tap into the source of knowledge, to learn from it, is worth our extra minutes. So for that I apologize if we extend the time a little bit. But as we've been talking about in the past few nights, we have been talking about at-taqwa and the importance of the taqwa. We have talked about how we attain the fruits of taqwa and how we attain it. Tonight, I will try to wrap up the topic with finishing the methods of attaining taqwa. For it will be our practical rules, what we can do Because remember, in these tonight and the two other nights, inshallah, Saturday at night, Laylatul Sabt, we will be, or Laylatul Ahad, we shall be commemorating, we shall be joining together and in the great night of power. It is very important that we build up for that night, inshallah. So, having said that, as we start in every single night, we've been talking about tapping into the Holy Quran and learning from the Holy Quran. There are two facts, two realities. Regardless what you do, you cannot escape them. I don't care what you do in your life. No matter what you do in your life, you cannot escape these two realities. What are they? Life, your existence, and death, which will be coming. Let's listen to the Holy Quran. Please, I want you to completely focus on the words. Let's learn from this holy book, our manual for this life. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت.
كل, every and each soul shall taste death.
What an opening, an eye opener. Who are we fooling? Who are you fooling? Yourself or others?
Allah is putting it right in your face.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت.
It shall taste death.
وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة.
And you shall be paid your wages, your punishment or reward on the day of judgment.
It is such a simple reality, we lose sight of it. Focus on it again. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jal at this point, He gave us the opener. Every soul shall taste it. And then you'll be paid.
Then He gives us the choices. See, what we earn, what we work for in this life, each and every one of us, is to be successful in this life. You know, I want to achieve something in this life. I want to have my degree in this life. I want to get married. I want to build a house. I want to get a car. I want. These are your standards of successes that you put in your relative life. Yet Allah defines the absolute success. How?
فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ.
But he who has been removed from hell,
وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ,
and entered heaven.
See, there is a movement from hell to heaven. Allah describing whoever enters hell,
فَقَدْ فَاز.
He has succeeded. He has won. See, Allah defines success for us in these verses.
وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
And then he brings us back to this life. This life is only an enjoyment of deception. Allah Azza wa Jal is all encompassing. He knows everything we do. You know, we have so many problems in our lives. Each one of us thinks his or her life is so unique. And it is true, it is unique. But at the same time, we have things in common. We have things in common. We have the same problems. The difference is how we deal with our issues. You know what is the biggest problem that I've seen everywhere I've been? Whether it's the youth, the elders, whether it's the mid-age, everyone. The fact and the reality is that we have all the solutions right in our hands, in front of us, but we miss it, we don't see it. We don't grab onto it and we don't apply it. Once we fall,
Once we fail, once we have a problem, we say, Ya Laytani. But here's the fact. Here is the reality that I would like to bring forth. It is alright to make a mistake or two in this life. It is alright to find that you were wrong in this life. But you know what is not alright? Is to realize that you failed in the hereafter. Because that would be too late. And the reason why we fail to realize our value is because we don't value ourselves. We don't put value. Right now when I tell you, for example, how much does this car cost? You'll put a figure to the cost of this car. You put a value to it. Why? Because you put the value in the pounds. Why? Because the pounds mean something to you. Or the US dollars, or whatever currency you use. You say, I worked so hard to get 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, I don't know what kind of car you want. This is the value of this car that I put in this life to gain, to earn, in order for me to purchase it. A house is the same thing. You are putting a value to it. Education. I don't know, how much does education cost in this country? Is it free? Yes or no? Yes? Sometimes just things, because they're free, they're given to you, you don't give them value. But when you grow up and when you realize, oh my God, I wish I just put 4, 5, 6, 10 years, became a doctor, an engineer, a pharmacist, a dentist, whatever you want to be, I would have done so much in my life. But it's when it's too late. You've became so old and you thought, no, it's too late. No, I can't look back. Again, this is relative failure. You know what is the real absolute failure? Is when Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Listen to these verses. Just give me your ears for a few more minutes. Your attention so you can open your eyes and hearts. See, it's all in the Holy Quran. Look at it. Look what he says. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Death comes onto someone.
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ
Until when death comes upon one of them.
قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ
He said, My Lord, send me back. Why? Because now he sees and she sees reality. They see the real thing.
لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت
He's trying to reason with Allah. He's trying to reason with the angel of death. Just give me, take me back. Please. He's a beggar. So I can do good in what I left behind. So I can change things. Here is the word that comes from Allah.
كلا
No
إنها كلمة هو قائلها
It is only a word he is uttering. He's only saying words. You give him back the life, he'll go back to what he was doing. We don't have the discipline. We are forgetful. It's only when we see real life, when we see death, when we see the day of judgment, we open our eyes. Allah Azza wa Jal describes this incident in many verses in the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we need to be very open. Our minds and our hearts. Allah says in the Holy Quran that I gave you something valuable. I gave you yourself. You really need to reflect on you, who you are and what you are. What is your self-worth? What is your value? When Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا تَقِفْ وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا Everything we gave you, you're responsible for it. It is a responsibility you are given. Why do we waste our time? Why do we not pay attention to the value of the time we're given?
Why are we so heedless, so forgetful? We ignore everything, as if we own everything, as if time is eternal in this life, as if death is never coming. And brothers and sisters, in these nights, the remembrance of death is important. The remembrance of the fact that death, he got the greatest ones. So what about us? He will get to us. Death will grab us and take us to the grave. And you know, on the Day of Judgment, I want you to focus on these verses. Allah says, see, all what we have, all what is given to us, our hands, our tongue, when the Day of Judgment comes and draws very close to us, we lose control over them. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment tells us, you know, we gave you all the time in life. You wasted it. And you tend to deny things. We forget that everything we do in this life is going to be reflected on the hereafter. And on that day, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا, and when they come to that day of judgment, to that judgment where we will put the both the good and the bad in front of them, شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. What will bear witness? Your ears, your eyes, and your skin.
بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
In everything you are doing. That moment, we need to keep all the time in our minds. Let's not be forgetful. Don't be engrossed in this life. You know, entertainment around you just tries to grab you. Well, Allah has provided to us the images of reality on the Day of Judgment. We cannot be forgetful. We need to bring those images in our minds. Allah says,
فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ.
And when the trumpet is called upon, it's blown into, what happens?
وَحُمِّلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالِ.
The earth is carried and the mountains.
فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةً.
And they were pounded together.
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةُ.
And that is the day where the event takes place.
وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ.
And the heavens open up.
فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَةٌ.
It is so loose, the heavens. You can see it opening up, scattered, peeled off.
وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا.
And you will see, look at the description Allah is telling us. You will see the angels lined up around. What a scene.
وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ.
And you'll see the command of Allah, the Arsh, carried by the eight. Those eight creatures. Then Allah says, that's it? No. Listen to this journey. Listen as Allah passes forward and tells us what will happen.
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ.
Nothing shall be hidden. Everything will be demonstrated. Everything. You try to hide in this life? All the issues that you do? All the things that you disobey Allah? Don't worry. You know, you can run, but you cannot hide. On the Day of Judgment, everything will show up.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ.
See, Allah will give back the books. How will we receive the books? The right hand or the left hand? Look what he says.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ.
That who receives the book in his right hand, what shall he say?
هَاؤُمُ قُرَأُ كِتَابِيَ.
See, the man who receives and the woman who receives the book in the right hand is running to the angels here. Look at my book. Why? Because they're prepared for that life.
إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةً.
I knew I was prepared for that day. I was making sure I was working for that day. This book is what I gained. This book is what I prepared for.
فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ.
This is your reward. This is the Quran telling us about your future and my future. Do you realize the word future is defined in the Quran in this way? We lose track, we think future is 40, 50 years. No! Future is the day of judgment. If future is life after death, did you prepare for it?
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ.
But if you receive your book in your left hand,
فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ.
He's dreading that moment. I wish I never received that book.
وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ.
And I wish I never knew what that judgment was.
يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ.
I wish that was the end. No, don't worry.
مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ عَنِّي مَالِيَةِ. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَةِ.
My wealth was useless. My authority was useless. Everything I had was useless because I wasted it. I did not put it on the way of Allah. Brothers and sisters, listen to the command of Allah going to that man.
خُذُوا.
Take him. فَغُلُّوا. Chain him.
ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا.
Then throw him in the blazing fire.
ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ.
Yes, take him. Chain 70 arms length. Chain him. Allah Azza wa Jal describes those days. Those days will come. What can we do? I leave you with the following. I leave you with the following verse.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ.
Those who are pious, when the devil comes and tries to touch them and change them, what do they do? They remember. They become insightful. Brothers and sisters, these are the nights where you all should seek repentance. We all should seek repentance. We have to ask forgiveness from Allah. This is what Laylatul Qadr is about. This is what the Night of Power is all about. You go ahead and tell Allah, God, I've done this and this. Forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. I've sinned. I've committed wrong. Forgive me. You beg Him. You become a beggar in these nights. And this night is the night where Imam Ali alayhi salam, brothers and sisters, was laying right there. When the doctors came to see the holy Imam, they told Al-Imam Al-Hasan, looking at Al-Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam, what did the doctors tell him? They looked back at Imam Ali and they said, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Al-Wasiyya, it is time to give your will, it is time to write your will. Sayyidi, Ya Aba al-Hasan, Al-Imam alayhi salam was taking the medication, and in these last nights, last moments, he was telling the people, Saluni qabla an tafquduni, ask me before you lose me, these are the last moments you have with me. Then Imam Hassan alayhi salam, as the people were coming in crowds, visiting Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying the last farewell. Al-Imam al-Hassan then had to stop the flow of people. He told them, your Imam needs to rest. So he turned them back, but there was one person, Al-Asbagh ibn Nabata, he kept on sitting, he did not go. قال له الإمام الحسن يا أصبغ, didn't you hear what your Imam said? He said, yes I did. But oh beloved Imam, I would like to see my beloved Imam alayhi salam one more time before I leave. He entered after taking permission from Imam Ali. Imam Ali alayhi salam looked at Asbagh, told him, Ya Asbagh, what brings you here? He said, Ya Sayyidi wa Mawlai, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I wanted to see you one last time before I leave. He said, Ya Asbagh, since you're here, let me give you a hadith, let me say a few words, let me share with you the following. Wallah, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ya Ali, on the day of judgment, all the creatures, all what Allah created will be summoned up. And then I shall take the highest step. Everyone will be looking at me. And you shall be called upon, and you will be on one step lower than me. And then خازن النار وخازن الجنة, the two angels رضوان and مالك will come and they will give us the keys. They will give me the keys of heaven and they will give me the keys of hell. But I will command them to give them to you, Ya Ali, Ya Ali. Al-Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayh looks at Al-Asbagh, and Asbagh looks at Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, knowing he's tired. He leaves Imam Ali, now all his children come and surround him. Brothers and sisters, Al-Imam calls on Imam Hassan. قال له بني حسن بني حسن, this is my will to you. I give you what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has given me.
He gave him the turban, he gave him the sword, he gave him everything Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam Hassan alayhi salam is shedding the tears. He tells him, Ya Hassan, you will pray on me, and when you take my coffin, you carry it from the front with Imam Hussein. For Jibra'il and Mikael will lead the way outside Kufa, and wherever it stops, pray on me there. And when you move the coffin, what will happen? Dig underneath and you will see a grave already prepared by Nabiullah Nuh alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, on the way back, they say, after the burial of Imam Ali alayhi salam, see everyone, all the poor, all the orphans, all the needy, used to be visited by the holy Imam alayhi salam, and they could hear the weep and the cry of an older man. When they stopped by and checked on him, قالوا له ما بالك, what is wrong with you? He said, I'm a stranger, I've been in this town for 1 year, and every day this one person used to come and clean me up and clothe me and feed me and takes care of me, but I've missed him for the last 3 nights, and I've stayed so hungry, missing him, not knowing where he is. They said, Ya Hada, describe him for us. And after describing him, they said, Wallah, that is the man. Do you know his name? He said, Wallah, I don't know his name. Because every time I asked him, he said, Oh man, oh old man, I am doing this for the sake of Allah. They said, Ya Hada, the man you're talking about is our father. He said, Who are you? They said, نَحْنُ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنُ وَأَبَانَا عَلِي. The man started weeping and crying for the loss of Imam Ali. He said, By Allah, take me to his grave. By Allah, take me to his burial. They took him, they said, he fell on the grave, he started weeping and crying. Sayyidi ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali, Ali, Ali. ألا من لي بأنسك يا أخيا. The man started saying, talking to Imam Ali, Who do I have after you, O beloved Imam? But the man then looked up to the heavens, said, Ilahi, take my soul, don't leave me here after the departure of my beloved Imam alayhi salam. They say the man fell on the grave after his soul departed his body. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein buried him. Sayyidi wa Mawlaya Ali ibn Abi Talib. Brothers and sisters, let us all go to the house of Imam Ali. These are the last moments in the life of Imam Ali. What was he doing? His children were around him. His children were listening to him. His children were crying and were weeping him. They say Imam Ali alayhi salam was falling asleep, was fainting and waking up, was fainting as when waking up. The poison was getting into every part of his body. And then one time when he woke up, he looked around and he said, Hada رسول الله وعمي حمزة. This is the Prophet Muhammad Ahmad. This is my uncle Hamza. This is my brother Ja'far. These are the companions of Prophet Muhammad. They're all telling me, عجل قدومك يا أبا الحسن. Hurry, hasten your coming. Come on, Abu al-Hasan. Sayyidi wa Mawlai, brothers and sisters, Imam Ali alayhi salam looks around the last moment. He looks at Imam Hassan, he looks at Imam Hussein, he looks at Lady Zainab. Then brothers and sisters, he looks at Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, he tells him, draw closer to me. He kisses his hands and he says, Bunay, Bunay, child, here's my wasiyah to you. Here's what I tell you to do. Here's what I leave you with. Alayka bihada. Make sure that you take care of this man. And he points towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, looking around, getting his eyes closing up, then again he opened it. And you know, the children, their hearts going back and forth with every closure of the eye and opening. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam looks around and he said, أستودعكم الله جميعا. I entrust you all in the hands of Allah. حفظكم الله. May Allah take care of you. سددكم الله جميعا. وهو خليفتي عليكم. وكفى بالله خليفة. وعليكم السلام يا رسول ربي. Now suddenly Imam Ali, brothers and sisters, who is he saluting? He is saluting the messengers of Allah. He is saluting the angels of Allah. Here are the angels coming down. Here is Azrael alayhi salam. Here is Jibrail alayhi salam. The angels are coming down. They are getting ready to take the soul of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They say, Imam Ali kept on remembering Allah, pronouncing the word يا الله لا إله إلا الله. Closing his eyes and opening it up again. Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then he laid his hands. Imam Ali, he took a last round of look at all his children. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he started saying, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. Do you know what is happening, brothers and sisters? Do you know where the heart of Imam Hassan? You know where the heart of Imam Hussein? The heart of Lady Zainab was in those words as the Imam is uttering the last, these last words. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam closed his eyes and his soul departed. رحم الله من نادى وإماما وإما everyone وعليا وعليا everyone.